So from sweeping the studio floor to delivering, you know, these podcasts daily, our work is never done.
Yeah. I mean, I had to be an actor today.
You were an actor today.
Ish.
Problem is you had too many directors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that our vision is incredibly clear. I mean, it's going to turn out well, but it just happens in this industry where you have creative differences.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so we shot it a lot of different ways.
We did.
So we'll get the best outcome, and that's what we do for our clients. Welcome in, everybody, to Market Abilities. Isn't that a clever name?
It is.
Yeah.
Because we have the ability to market.
A lot of abilities. Petites. T-I-E-S.
We can market anything.
We can. Yeah. A lot of abilities. Yeah, so I thought it would be interesting to debunk some myths today about marketing.
Yeah.
What are some of those? What do you feel like people are really confused about?
I think people think it's like this all-consuming, like, terrible thing that, like, can take over your life.
It can, allow that.
And it totally can.
Yes.
But there are so many ways and avenues to automate it or make it just a part of your daily schedule to where it's normal.
Yes.
You know, the marketing is a normal thing that you do throughout the week.
Yes.
Whether you're hiring someone to do it or whether you're just starting out and you need to just throw your phone up and shoot a video, you know?
You do, especially when you're starting out. Good point. So business owners are going to be at different places in the journey, right? But the thing that I run into all of the time is some of these shop owners and people who are running their businesses, they're exhausted because they're trying to run their business. They're trying to run the marketing. And if you market correctly, it is a full-time job and you really do not have time to do it well. That's why we exist.
Yeah. And that's why there's tons of marketing companies out there.
Right.
Is because the best way that I've heard it put is that most business owners are very good practitioners of what they want to be doing.
Right.
And so, you know, like for me, I forget about marketing myself all the time because I love working on audio and doing that stuff and I'll do it all day, but I forget to like tell people about it.
Correct.
Because I am not consciously thinking about telling people about it. I'm consciously thinking about me doing the actual task itself, like the actual job itself.
Yes. Yeah. We have proven a couple of things this week. You know, we've learned over time, as Lucas just pointed out, you hear the story of the contractor whose home is falling in because he never addresses the issue at his own place. But man, he's building some stunning homes everywhere else, right?
Yeah.
And we were so guilty of that for so long. And then we realized, hey, you know, we really do have to take the time to let people know what we're up to. Hence the reason this was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cool thing is several people have sort of caught on and now they're calling and saying, hey, I want to do my own podcast. And that is a great way to reach your audience. And it's interesting, I don't care how you voted or which political party you come down on, you found out something super cool about the presidential election.
Yeah, so like, no matter who you support, this doesn't matter.
No.
We're not taking any sides here. I just want to make that clear. But if you look at the marketing between you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, the Republicans, Trump, he went on a podcast tour.
Podcasts.
And everybody was like, oh yeah, I heard him on a podcast. I heard him on a podcast. I heard
especially
him on a podcast.
The young voters. Yeah.
While, you know, the other side that they were trying to get in celebrities and use influencers and stuff, which obviously has had a huge impact in the past. But there's like a weird transition happening now that podcasts are just exploding right now.
It really is, because the way that podcasts are run, if they're run impactfully, is there you are. You're on the hot seat. It's very hard to hide from that, in particular if there's video inclusion, because you can see the interaction. You can see the facial expressions. It's very tough to, I mean, you can prepare, and I know some people ask for the questions ahead of time, but if you've ever been interviewed by me, I'm not going to follow that, because that's not a good interview. Your last answer very well could prompt my next question.
Yeah. Well, I think some of my favorite podcasts are the ones who they don't tell you the questions beforehand.
No, why would you?
Because then you get kind of their raw, real answer. And if they stumble for a second, you're like, oh, this person's human.
They're
like,
human. You know? That's right. And it's okay. So there's another myth. You know, you do not have to be perfect.
No.
As a matter of fact, the imperfections oftentimes are perfection.
Yeah.
Because that's the human being.
It's just real. Like this whole, the whole like Instagram, TikTok thing. Yeah. It's like, it's 4 seconds remove of someone's life and it's not real.
Right.
It's literally like, if you think about it, like we all have 5 to 10 seconds of really great enjoyment every day, mm-hmm. of like whether it's eating something you really want or having a good workout or something, but that never lasts, right?
Right.
Like that's like, it's like a common thing. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm worrying about the next thing or I got to do this next thing. And so, yeah, it's just not real. Like not everybody's having a great time 24/7.
That's another myth buster. See, you're like, that is not real. That is not, that cannot be the way that it is.
Yeah. Running your own business is not being happy 24/7. That's far from the truth.
No doubt. And when we sat down and we started this today, it's very interesting. Lucas was an actor and, I was not. I was tasked with sweeping the floor and make sure the set was at peak, you know, so we were able to perform in a clean environment. And you just got to do that. Set life, you got to pitch in and do what's needed. Much like at your business, I'm sure. It's funny, what's that saying? You know, everybody thinks it's so great to own your own business, but you're also the ones in there cleaning the toilets, turning the lights on, off, paying the bills.
Yep.
You know, all that fun, glamorous.
Taking whatever's left after you pay everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Glamorous life. The other Mythbuster is you just need a ton of money to get impactful marketing. Wait, what are you doing? Where you got to go? I saw you look at your watch. Everybody else saw it. You saw him look at his watch.
I felt the buzz. We're good. We're good.
Guys, they're terrible. They are terrible. Over time, I have looked at kids in meetings and say, do you have somewhere to go? But yeah, oftentimes it's just because it beeps and tells you need to stand up or somebody's trying to reach you or.
Yeah, I just got a text.
He got a text, everybody, in the middle of Marketability's podcast. So what do you think about the cost of marketing? What have you seen over time?
I think it's been really interesting. I think, you know, just from looking at it from a longevity, let's just give it 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. The 90s, you know, is very expensive to get on TV, get in a newspaper. And those, you know, being like on a billboard, those are really your only options then. Right. And as time has progressed and people's attention have moved to, you know, streaming and Facebook and everything, it actually lowered the barrier of entry because those platforms realized that, oh, there's 1 billion people on my platform. I don't have to charge an arm and a leg for them to market compared to TV.
Right.
And so the barrier of entry, I think, is actually a lot lower than it has ever been, but it's also more saturated. And so it's like, yes, you can easily put out content and easily get it in front of people, but are you getting it in front of the right people?
Right.
Are you getting it in front of them at the right time on where they're at and what they're looking for? There's a lot of those questions that, you know, it can only really be answered by people who know what they're doing.
Right.
You know,
There's never been a better or smarter time to jump into the marketing game because you can target now. You can identify down to what color of hair they have. You know, if you want to be that specific, where do they live? How much money do they make? Are they likely to buy this product? Are they going to use my service? Because you don't want to waste an impression on someone who is not going to do business with you, no matter what you do.
Yeah. You need to target the people who actually have a real interest in what you're selling.
Right.
Because if you don't, then it's a waste of your time and money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a waste of their time.
Right.
Because if they get fed this ad and then click on it thinking it's something that they might want and they get to the bottom of it like, oh, this was nothing.
Yeah.
And that leaves a sour taste in their mouth sometimes whenever they maybe would have recommended you to somebody else.
Yeah. It's a funny game because, I remember marketing for a university years ago.
Yeah.
And we had a meeting with the president and he said, why am I not seeing these ads? Why is it not popping up on my phone? And I'm like, well, sir, you're an administrator making 6 figures and you're not probably interested in taking any classes here at this university. So we're not targeting you.
Yeah.
But we could geofence his house and send some ads right into it. Sure. Make sure it gets his phone or his wife's phone.
They're spending money on...
Yeah.
Geofencing himself.
Yeah. And it's wasted money. Yeah. I mean, it really, really is. And, you know, there is a plan in place, believe it or not, when you hire somebody to do this job for you. And what I would say about the cost is we tell people make sure it's an amount that you can afford and it does not bother you to write that check for a minimum of, the science says 3 months because that's when you're going to see people react after seeing all of your ads and your messaging.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can happen earlier depending on the type of company and the content you put out. But yeah, I mean, you really, if you expect to see results overnight, then don't even give us a call.
No.
Because it's just like, that's not how it works.
Right.
Yeah, you need a minimum of 3 months to actually see a change and see an adjustment and then look at the analytics and then you can pivot and adjust from there.
Absolutely.
To even grow more, because then you have 3 months of posting and content that you can look back at and see what performed well. And that's then whatever performs well, you just hone in on that and do more of something like that.
And that's right. And you even pointed out today that we're about to task a client of ours with, hey, we've been doing this for 3 months. Have you seen any growth? Do you want to invest more money?
Yeah.
Because that is the key to longevity, number one, but also growing your business. Like Lucas said, you know, we're going to target a smaller area because we can only afford to buy so many impressions at this point, but once we see that success, go ahead and build that pool a little bit wider, you know, because then that's just casting your net wider and mm-hmm. hopefully increasing your sales.
Yeah. And in all honesty, like some people really want that big growth, like they want to explode, but that you don't actually want that.
No, like,
because you're not gonna be able to handle it. You're going to be stressed out. You're not going to have the staff to, to take care of the things you need to take care of. And so slow growth is actually a really good strategy.
It really is.
Because then you can handle it and you can take time to actually see the holes in your business, whether it be marketing, whether it be whatever in your business. You can patch that before then you get 10 more clients and you're like, oh gosh, I'm glad we fixed this before that happened.
Man, that's such a good analogy, because I'm starting to dabble in this wedding venue business, and I've decided I want nothing to do with talking to the brides and such. I just, you know, because my philosophy is, and I've had this happen already, so I've had these very lengthy meetings and showing them things and talking to them on the phone and emails, and maybe it falls through, or maybe, you know, it's like, you know, it's that's a frustrating business. So that's the other thing, is building in some of those safeguards, because okay, the thing we can't make more of is our time in the day, right? And that time is so valuable. Like, how are you using it? Ensure you said it perfectly. Just make sure you have all those moving parts in place and that it's going to work, you know, impactfully and successfully for you.
Yeah, because as your business grows, and it will grow, because you're posting
and you're working hard and you've hired Growing Media. Yeah. It's going to be great.
And you're just doing a good job at what you do, whatever your business is. Things are going to reveal themselves.
Right.
They're going to be like, oh, that's not good. This has been unorganized for 6 months. And if we keep this up, then it's going to be a disaster 3 years down the road.
So true. There's a restaurant that I want to dine at oftentimes when I visit a relative. It's beautiful from the outside looking in. I'm like, man, you know, maybe I've drive through late at night or something. I'm like, I'm going to get lunch there tomorrow. Do you know I've been to that place 3 times and it's closed every time I go?
Why is it closed?
Even the townspeople say, oh, they said they were going to be open all of the time.
Oh.
And they're not open. You're not consistent.
Dang.
You know, people are looking to come and dine. And how many times will they show up?
It's a really good way to lose business.
It is having your doors open. Great way to lose business. No doubt. Well, listen, we were going to keep this one kind of short because there's several topics we want to dive into. And I don't think we can get into the next topic on this particular show.
No, absolutely not. And plus, we don't want to overwhelm you guys.
Yeah, that's right. But if you have questions about anything we talk about, we would love you to send those to us. And who knows, if you own a business and you want to come sit in one of these two chairs, or I guess we could drag up more chairs if we needed to.
We can get as many chairs as we want.
Get as many chairs as we want.
I know a guy who owns a chair company.
You do?
No.
Okay.
But
all right, guys, we're going to jump back in a little bit. So we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.